好，弟兄姐妹们平安。我们感谢神的恩典怜悯，我们今天又能够在他所信的日子，我们来同心合一敬拜他。
Peace, brothers. Thanks to your grace and mercy, now we can come to worship you at this ordained time.
我们先来一起祷告，求神祝福我们的祷，一起的敬拜。
Let us pray and may God bless our sermon today.
我们在天上的阿爸父神，我们一起来到你的面前来感谢你。
Dear Abba Father, we come before you to thank you.
主，感谢你在所定的日子，你让你的儿女同心合意来聚集，来敬拜你。
We thank you that at this ordained time, all your children come here to worship you in unity.
天父，当我们敬拜你之后，主啊，就求主你来要向我们扬脸。
Dear Lord, we ask you to make your face at us.
求主你用你的话语亲自来喂养我们。
May you feed us with your word.
天父，也求主你圣灵亲自做我们的老师，来教导我们。
We also ask the Holy Spirit to be our teacher, to teach us.
主，让我们真的对你的话语，我们不能够讲得清楚，也能够靠着你的恩典，真的能够明白。
So we can speak out your word clearly and we can understand it as well.
主，让你的话语能够真正进入我们的生命，来改变我们的生命。
Let your word truly enter our lives and change our lives.
也透过你的话语来坚固我们跟随你的信心。
With your word strengthen our faith.
主，让我们的生命得以成长。
So we can grow in you.
我们感谢恩主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray this in the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 多年来了，人们一直在争论一件事情，就是说一个重生得救的人是不是会失去救恩。
There has been a debate for years about whether a person who is born again and saved may lose his salvation or not.
有的人说呢，救恩可能会失去。还拿出一些经文来作为可能的证据。
Some people say, yeah, the salvation may be lost, and they use scriptures as a possible evidence.
其实呢，对这个问题呢，圣经里面有多处地方有明确的教导。
In fact, there are many places in the Bible that have a clear teaching on this.
而罗马书我们今天讲的信息呢，就是8章26到30节，是最清楚的一段经文。
The Romans, today's scripture, chapter 8, verse 26 to 13, is a passage with the most clearest message.
那么这段经文告诉我们，所有被耶稣基督救赎的人，他们的救恩绝不会失去。
This passage tells us that all those who have been redeemed by Jesus Christ will never lose their salvation.
他们在耶稣基督再来的时候，都要和他一同得荣耀，不会有一个例外。
They will all be glorified when Jesus Christ returns, without exception.
因为救恩是神完全的设立的，也是神完全保守的。
Because the salvation is ordained by God and it is also protected by God.
让我们一起来思想这样一个问题。
Let us think about this question.
我们得救是取决于我们决志相信基督吗？
Does our salvation depend on our own decision to believe in Christ?
如果这样的话，人就能够靠自己决定相信神，对不对？
If so, people can they decide if they like to believe God or not on their own, right?
然而呢，哥林多前书2章14节前半部分，他告诉我们说，属血气的人不领会神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙。
However, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 says, the natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him, and he's not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned.
那么在以弗所书2章1节也说，你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。
And Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 says, And you were dead in the transgressions and the sins.
那么其实这两节经文就告诉我们，我们信主前都是属血气的人，对神是一无所知。
These two verses tell us that before we believe in the Lord, we are all natural persons and we knew nothing about God.
我们落在黑暗里面，属灵的生命死在罪恶过犯当中。
We fell into darkness and we died spiritually in transgressions and sin.
所以呢，人在属血气的状态中，绝不可能有转过头来跟从神所需的任何力量和信心。
In a natural state, man can never have any strength to turn his head and follow God.
神必须要采取第一步的行动。
God must take the first action.
而神在永恒中定义要拯救我们，让我们得到将来永远的荣耀。
God has a purpose in eternity to save us and give us glory in the future.
那我们从今天的信息里，我们就会看到一个真正重生蒙恩得救的基督徒也会有肉体的软弱，也会犯罪。
From today's message, we'll see that a truly born again saved Christians will all still have natural weakness and sin.
但是呢，我们绝对不会失去救恩，因为神随时随地帮助我们，我们的救恩是在神完全的保守之下。
But we will not lose our salvation because God helps us all the time and everywhere. And our salvation is in God's complete protection.
那么神的保守呢，他今天信息告诉我们，给了我们两方面。第一就是当我们不知道如何祷告，或者呢，我们的祷告不符合神的心意时，住在我们里面的圣灵在替我们祷告。
In today's message, we'll know God's protection includes two aspects. First, we don't know how to pray. All our prayers do not conform to God's will. The Holy Spirit who lives in us prays for us.
第二呢，就是我们生活在这个世界，不知道会经历什么事情。
Second, we live in this world and doesn't know what's going on.
但是呢，神使万事对我们有益处，必然会带领我们进入永远的荣耀。
But God has made all things work together for our good, and we will surely enter eternal glory.
那我们先来看第一节，就是圣灵在替我们祷告，这26-27节。
Let's see the first part. The Holy Spirit intercedes for us. That's verse 26-27.
那么这儿呢，26-27节，他这样讲：况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告，监察人心的，晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
Verse 26-27.Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for us as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God.
其实呢，我们的救恩它是有神完全的保证，这是神计划基督恩赐还有圣灵在我们身上不断动工的结果。
Our salvation is fully assured by God. That's a result of God's plan, the gift of Christ, and the work of the Holy Spirit in us.
那么在彼得前书1:5说，他说你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。
In 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 5, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for salvation ready to be revealed in the last time.
所以呢，我们得救直到永远，但是保守我们救恩的乃是神自己。
Therefore we'll be saved until forever, but it is God who keeps our salvation.
这里说，况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助。
Here it says, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness.
因为我们知道我们不能保守自己的救恩，因为我们实在是太软弱无力了。
Because we know we cannot keep ourselves saved because we're too weak.
那么我们难道不能为自己祷告吗？
But can we pray for ourselves?
当然可以，我们随时随地可以来到神面前祷告。
Sure, we can pray to God anytime, anywhere.
但是问题是我们有时不完全知道该祷告什么。
But the problem is that sometimes we don't know exactly what to pray.
我们与罪、与诱惑和试探征战的时候，我们因为软弱，有时候不知所措，我们甚至不知道该如何祷告。
As we battle sin and temptation, we're sometimes overwhelmed and don't know what to pray.
但是呢，我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，因为圣灵知道我们的软弱，他就会用说不出来的叹息来为我们祷告。
But the Spirit helps us in our weakness. Because the Spirit knows our weakness and prays for us with groanings too deep for words.
其实呢，不只是圣灵为我们祷告，基督也是体恤我们的软弱，也在为我们祷告。
In fact, it is not only the Holy Spirit who prays for us, but also Christ sympathizes with our weaknesses and prays for us.
在希伯来书七章二十五节说，凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。
In Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25, consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them.
那么这里的他呢，就是我们的救主耶稣基督。
Here he is our Savior, Jesus Christ.
那么他说基督会拯救到底，他的意思就是从我们每个神的儿女得救那一刻，直到我们最终得荣耀，主耶稣都在为我们祷告。
Here, save to the uttermost means the Lord Jesus is praying for us from the moment we were saved until we are finally glorified.
我们其实很多时候呢，不能为我们自己有效的祷告。
Actually, many times we cannot pray effectively for ourselves.
因为我们并不知道在属灵的征战中如何来保护我们自己。
Because we do not know how to protect ourselves in spiritual warfare.
所以呢，我们需要天上的救主和我们心里的圣灵来帮助我们。
So we need the help of the Savior in heaven and the Holy Spirit in our hearts to help us.
那么使徒保罗曾经三次向主祷告，求主除去加在他身上的那根刺。
Three times Paul prayed to the Lord to remove a thorn in his flesh.
但是我们知道呢，主并没有为他把那根刺除去。
But we know the Lord did not remove the thorn for him.
我们可以想，连使徒保罗有时候都不知道该如何祷告，何况我们呢？
We can think that even Paul sometimes doesn't know how to pray, let alone us.
所以呢，我们很多时候其实并不知道如何为我们自己祷告。
So many times, it is true we don't actually know how to pray for ourselves.
我们一生中可能会遭受各样不同的苦难。
We may suffer in many different ways in our lives.
当我们受苦的时候呢，我们往往会这样的祈求。
When we suffer, we often pray like this.
我们往往会说，主啊，求你除去我的苦难吧。
Lord, please help take away my suffering.
但是呢，我们很少去思想。我们没有考虑到，要不是神容许我们经历那种苦难。
But we don't consider that if God hadn't allowed us to go through this suffering.
那么，一种更糟的事情很可能就会降临在我们的身上。
Something worse may happen to us.
那我记得，有一个牧师呢，在经常讲这样的一个故事吧。就是他小时候呢，他们家的孩子多，总是向他爸爸妈妈来抱怨。
I remember this story from one pastor when he was young, he had many children, and these children complained to their parent.
但是他的妈妈呢？她是一位非常虔诚的神的儿女，神的这个子女。他们总是，他妈妈总是，他说告诉他一句话，就是说 ，We deserve worse.
But the mom always, the mom is a faithful Christian and always told them this saying, "We deserve worse."
所以就是说，我们可能会配得更糟糕。
So we deserve worse.
那么他说，他们每个孩子一听到他妈妈讲这句话，就谁也没话说了。因为可能现在更好，如果神如果没有神的怜悯，可能他们情况会更糟糕。
Every kid in the family would have nothing to say upon hearing this sentence.
那么为什么？因为神知道我们能够承受多大的苦难。
Because God knows how much suffering we can endure.
所以他容许发生在我们生命中的苦难，一定是我们所能承受得起。
So the suffering he allows in our lives must be something we can bear.
而且这一切也都是一定是对我们有益的。
And all this suffering must be beneficial to us.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们当全然来信靠我们的主。我们不知道什么时候，什么对我们来，我们不知道什么对我们最好，但是呢，神最知道我们的需要。
So brothers and sisters, we should put our full trust in the Lord.Sometimes we don't know what's best for us, but God knows.
那么圣灵如何为我们来代求呢？
How does the Holy Spirit intercede for us?
那么这里面的这个代求呢，它跟在这个原文里面，它的意思是拯救落在患难当中，没有资源逃跑的人。
Intercession is original meaning, means to save those who are in trouble and have no resource to flee.
我们没有资源自救的时候，圣灵明白我们的软弱，就来帮助我们。
When we don't have the resources to save ourselves, the Holy Spirit understands our weakness and comes to help.
就是用这样的方式来为我们来代求。
In this way, Holy Spirit intercedes for us.
那么圣灵的祷告超过我们的言语所能表达的。
The Holy Spirit's prayers exceed our words.
他是用说不出来的叹息来为我们祷告。
He prays for us with groanings too deep for words.
我们其实不知道圣灵在说什么。
We don't know what the Holy Spirit is saying.
但是我们知道的是，肯定圣灵正在为我们祈求。
But we can be sure that the Holy Spirit is praying for us right now.
那么这里说，接察人心的晓得圣灵的意思。
Here it says, and he who searches the heart knows what is the mind of the spirit.
那么谁在接察我们的心呢？
Who searches our hearts?
那么在撒母耳记上呢，十六章七节后半部分说，人是看外貌，耶和华是看内心。
In 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7, it says, for the Lord sees not as man sees.Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart.
所以呢，是神在接察我们的心。
So it is God who is searching our hearts.
所以圣灵为我们祷告，神在听圣灵的祷告。
The Holy Spirit is praying for us, and God is listening to the Holy Spirit's prayer.
而且神也知道圣灵的意思。因为圣灵乃是一定会照着神的旨意来替圣徒祈求。
And God knows the mind of the Holy Spirit because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God.
我们可能不精确地知道神的旨意，那么或者到底如何祷告。
We may not know exactly what God's will is or how to pray.
但是呢，圣灵他知道，他参透万事。而且圣灵祷告的每一件事，他肯定是符合神的旨意，也是为了我们的益处。
The Holy Spirit knows, and the Holy Spirit knows everything, and the prayer of the Holy Spirit is always in accordance with God's will.
那么，因着圣灵代求工作的结果，那么会出现什么？会有什么事情发生呢
？What will happen as a result of the intercession of the Holy Spirit?
那么这就是我们今天要分享的第二点，就是因着圣灵为我们祈求祷告的这个发生这个结果，那么就会发生神让万事互相效力，让爱他的人得益处。
That's the second point. For those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to his purpose.
所以呢，二十八节说，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是那按他旨意被召的人。
That is in verse 28. And we know that for all those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to his purpose.
那么因着圣灵代求的工作，万事都为这个目标来效力。
Because of the intercession of the Holy Spirit, all things work for this goal.
所以万事互相效力，为要叫我们得益处。
All things work together for our benefit.
所以这并不是说因为我们了不起，有能力让万事为我们效力。
This is not because we are amazing and capable of making all things work for us.
而是因为神为了叫我们得荣耀，就叫万事互相的来影响，达到这个目标。
It is because God,in order to glorify us, has made all things work together to achieve that goal.
因为神有绝对的主权和自由，他做他要想做任何决定，没有什么能够改变这一点。
God has absolute authority and freedom to make whatever decision he wants, and nothing can change that.
所以呢，我们若是神的儿女，若是基督徒，这并不是因为我们曾经决定了什么，而是因为神已经决定了什么。
If we are children of God, if we are Christians, not because of what we have decided, but because of what God has decided.
保罗在以弗所书一章四到五节他说，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无瑕，无有瑕疵，又因爱我们，就按照自己意志所喜悦的预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
Paul says in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4 to 5, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will.
所以呢，是神预定让我们成为他的儿女，计划我们得救，让我们得荣耀。
So it is God who predestined us to be his children, planned our salvation, and made us glorified.
所以呢，我们的救恩不取决于我们的能力，而是取决于神的大能。
So our salvation does not depend on our ability, but the great power of God.
所以呢，神计划要救赎我们。因此得救并不是建立在你我决定了什么，而是建立在神决定了什么之上。
God plans to redeem us, so salvation is not based on what you or I decide, but on what God decides.
但是呢，这并不是说，哎，我们得救的人就不需要再做什么了，我们等着上天堂就可以了。
But this doesn't mean that we save the people don't need to do anything, just wait to go to heaven.
那么圣经里面总是强调神的主权和我们人的责任。
The scripture always stresses the authority of God and the duty of man.
所以呢，我们一个重生得救的人，他必然是一个爱神的人。
So a person who is born again must be a person loving God.
他必然会尽心竭力顺服神的旨意。
He must do his best to obey God's will.
他也一定会靠着神的恩典追求过圣洁的生活。
And he will surely pursue a holy life and relying on God's grace.
那么这样一个有神新生命的人呢，他不只是顾念肉体的生命，他也一定会保养他属灵的生命。
For such a person who does not really think about his natural life, they will surely nurture his spiritual life.
其实这个我们是很简单的一个问题，就是如果我们吃饭，我们经常如果饱一顿，饥一顿，饱一顿。
It's a very simple fact. If we eat meals. Sometimes we eat a big meal, sometimes we skip.
不管我们是大人还是小孩子，我们的身体一定会出问题。
No matter we're adults or children, our body surely have problems this way.
我们的属灵生命其实也是一样。
Likewise for our spiritual life.
如果我们不经常用神的话语来喂养我们自己，我们属灵的生命一定会出问题。
Our spiritual life will surely have issues if we don't feed our spiritual life with spiritual food.
那么为什么万事都是为了让神爱神的人得益处呢？
Then why for those who love God, all things work together for good?
如果用一句话说的话呢，就是因为神掌管万有。
In one sentence, it's because that God controls all things.
就是万事如果没有神的容许，没有一件事情会发生在爱神的人身上。
That is, without God's permission, nothing will happen to those who love God.
那我们就是，那么神到底怎么样保守我们这个救恩？那我们就今天看一下，就是在29-30这两节里面，告诉我们非常的明白。
How God protect our salvation? Let's read verse 29-30.
那么他这儿说，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，是他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
Verse 29-30. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son.In order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified.
那么这两节经文呢，就是我们通常所讲的神确保救恩的五环。
These two verses are what we usually refer to as the five links of God's assurance of salvation.
那么这个五环里面呢，如果缺少了任何一环，人就不可能得到救恩。
It is impossible for any man to obtain salvation missing any of these links.
那么这五环就是神的预知、神的预定、神的呼召和神称我们为义，还有我们将来要得荣耀。
These five links are God's foreknowledge, predestination, calling, justification, and glorification.
那么所有的这五环五个方面呢，都是神在从亘古到永远，在他的永恒中来召集计划好的。
This is what God planned from everlasting to everlasting.
我们先来看预知。
Let's first see foreknowledge.
那么他这说，他预先所知道的人。
Here it says, those whom he foreknew.
那么神的救赎计划呢，是开始于他的预知。
God's plan of redemption begins with his foreknowledge.
但是呢，一些人认为神是全知的，所以呢，预知可能就是他预先知道将来谁会相信耶稣，谁会拒绝耶稣。
Some people believe that God is omniscient, so that foreknowledge actually means he knows in advance who will believe in Jesus and who will reject Jesus in the future.
所以呢，就像是神在天上用一个望远镜，哎，来看这个地球上这一帮人。
Just like God look at, the people on Earth with a telescope in the sky.
哎，是如果神看到你愿意相信基督，他就拣选你。
If God says that you are willing to believe in Christ, He will choose you.
哎，他如果神从他的永恒中看到将来，哎，是他又看到一个人，他不愿意。相信耶稣基督，哎，神就会不拣选他。
If in eternity he see God sees in the future that you are unwilling to believe in Christ, he will not choose you.
但是呢，如果是这样的话，那么神的拯救就只是建立在人所做的决定之上了。
However, if things are like this, that means a man is saved by his own decisions.
这就意味着人是靠自己的决定、自己的能力来获得救恩。
That means man is saved by his own.
但是呢，以弗所书二章八到九节他说，你们得救是本乎恩，也是因着信。这并不是出于你们自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 to 9, for by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast.
既然呢, 这种对预知的解释与圣经的教导, 它是相矛盾的, 显然它是不对的。
Clearly, this interpretation of foreknowledge contradicts the Bible teaching and is clearly wrong.
那么圣经呢, 它经常用知道或者认识, 它来表达一种亲密和爱的关系。
Bible often uses knowing to express a relationship of intimacy and love.
那么在创世纪4章1节, 它有这样一句话。
Genesis 4:1 says,
这是神在创造了亚当跟夏娃之后发生的一件事。
A thing happened after God created Adam and Eve.
他说有一日, 那人知道他妻子夏娃就怀孕生了该隐。
Now Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived and born Cain.
我们知道呢, 真的夏娃是从亚当身上取下了一块肋骨。
We know that Eve is a bone taken from Adam.
而且她的名字都是亚当给她起的。
And the name Eve is from Adam.
所以呢, 这句话的意思, 它并不是说只亚当知道他的妻子是谁, 他叫什么名字。
So this verse does not mean that Adam knew who his wife was or what her name was.
这句话里面的这个知道或者认识的意思是亚当因为爱自己的妻子就与他发生亲密的关系。
The word knew here means that Adam, out of love for Eve, had an intimate relationship with her.
所以耶稣也说过, 他说我的羊听我的声音, 我也认识他们。
Jesus also said, my sheep hear my voice and I knew them.
那么神也曾经对以色列人说, 在地上万族中, 我只认识你们。
And God said to Israel, you only have I know of all the families of earth.
那么按照马太福音7章23节说, 主有一天要对不信的人, 他说, 我从来不认识你们, 你们这些作恶的人, 离开我去吧。
In Matthew chapter 7, verse 23, the Lord will one day say to unbelievers like this, I never knew you, depart from me, you workers of lawlessness.
所以呢, 神的预知, 它是指他预先决定要爱某些人, 要与他们建立一种亲密的关系。
So God's foreknowledge means that he predetermines to love certain people and to have an intimate relationship with them.
那么这是他在永恒中救赎计划的一部分。
This is a part of his eternal plan.
我们知道神做事情他总是有序的。
We know God does things in order.
就像他创造这个世界一样。
Just like how he created this world.
所以呢, 预知乃是他救赎计划的第一步。
So foreknowledge is the first step in his plan of redemption.
我们再来看神救赎计划的第二步, 就是他的预定。
Let's see the second step in his plan of redemption, that is predestination.
那么这里说, 因为他预先所知道的人, 就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
In the verse it says, for whom he foreknew, he predestined to be conformed to the image of his son.
所以这里面的预定的意思是指定预先分别出来的意思。
Predestined here means appointed or separated ahead of time.
而且他预定了人, 他就要把这个人要将来塑造成一个就像他儿子那个样式。
And for the person who predestined, it will be conformed to the image of his son.
所以他是有目标的, 有目的的来预定一个人。
It is with a purpose he destined for a person.
那么在使徒行传4章27到28节, 是在讲耶稣基督钉十字架乃是神所预定的。
Acts chapter 4, verse 27 to 28 is saying that crucifixion of Christ was predestined by God.
这里说, 希律和本丢比拉多, 外邦人和以色列民, 果然在这城里聚集, 要攻打你所高的圣父耶稣, 成就你手和你旨意所预定,
it says here, for truly in this city they were gathered together against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, along with the Gentiles and the peoples of Israel, to do whatever your hand and your plan had predestined to take place.
所以呢,如果我们明白这里的预定,指的是神预先决定, 基督要以被钉十字架的形式来救赎那些信他的人。
So if we understand here, the predestination here refers to God's predetermination that Christ will redeem for those who believe in him in the form of crucifixion.
那么结论我们就可以看到,就是神也预定,决定了谁要得到救赎。
The conclusion that God also predetermines who will be redeemed.
也就是他不但他预定了救赎哪些人,他也得到了,他也预定了做了谁要得到救赎。That
is to say, he not only planned who will be saved, he also picked who will be saved.
所以呢,神有序的救赎计划的第一步乃是预知。
So the orderly plan of the redemption is foreknowledge.
就是先确定和谁建立这种亲密的关系。
Yeah, the first step is to determine who to establish an intimate relationship with.
第二步就是预定, 就是要把建立关系的人从其他人中分别出来。
The second step is predetermination, is to separate the person to be in a relationship from others.
那么我想举一个例子啊，不一定恰当，就是说，我们这里还有很多懂电脑的大人和孩子。For
example, I like to give an example. It may not be accurate. I know many people who know computers here.
假设呢，你想买一台旧电脑重新组装。Suppose
you want to buy an old computer to reassemble.
那么第一步呢，你需要预先想好了要买一台什么牌子和什么型号的旧电脑。In
the first step, you need to think about the brand and the configuration.
所以这是你的预知。That's
your foreknowledge.
那么第二步呢，你就需要去二手店找一台这样的电脑。The
second step, you need to go find such a computer from a second-hand store.
所以这就是你的预定。
That's your predetermination.
所以你所做这些呢，都是主动的，是按你的意自己的意思来做的。You
do all of this proactively according to your will.
所以你做完了这两步呢，然后就要下订单来买回这台旧电脑。After
completing the first step, the next step is to place your order and purchase the computer.
那么其实这样类比一下呢，就像我们每个人其实就像是一台有了病、充满了病毒、一台废旧的电脑。We
are all like used computer full of viruses.
那么神就要把我们买回来，他要来更新我们，来重新组装我们。God
plans to buy us back and reassemble us.
那么接下来呢，就是说。 就是买定下了订单以后呢，对神的计划、救赎计划，这就是第三步，就是要呼召。The
third step happens after you place your order. That's the third step in God's plan of redemption. It's the calling.
那么这里呼召他说，预先定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人呢，又称他们为义。Here
it says, and those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified.
所以这里面的预知和预定呢，都是神在无限永恒计划中做好的计划。Foreknowledge
and predestination are God's plan. It's already done in infinite eternity.
而呼召呢，是神的救赎计划在有限的时空中施行时，就跟你我相遇了。
So calling is the encounter with of God's plan with us, which is being carried out in a finite time and space.
那么神在永恒中就设立好了他的救赎计划。
In eternity, God established His plan of redemption.
需要在我们所处的有限世界来按次序的来完成。
It will need to be fulfilled in the order in our finite world.
所以他预先选择和谁建立亲密的关系，然后就会把我们从世人中分别出来。
He pre-selects whom to have an intimate relationship, and they will separate us from the world.
所以神的呼召呢，乃是开始于他通过圣灵进入我们生命的那个时候。
The calling of God begins when He enters our lives through the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，这样的呼召呢，它指的并不是一种普遍的外在的呼召，而是一种内在的呼召。
This calling does not refer to a usual external calling, but it's an internal calling.
所以一个人的心靠自己，我们绝不可能回转归向神，认识神，明白福音。
A person can never turn back to God, know God, and understand the gospel by himself.
罗马书八章三十节，从上下文中我们可以看到，神的呼召是一种拯救的呼召。
The context of Romans chapter 8 verse 30, tells us that God's call is a call to deliver us.
他说，所招来的人又称他们为义。
It says, those whom He called, He also justified.
所以呢，这个呼召是有效呼召，不是说随随便便向任何人发出一个邀请。
This call is a valid call, not a call to anyone casually.
所以它是一个人必然要接受的邀请，是一种无法抗拒的恩典。
It is an invitation that a person will surely accept. It's irresistible grace.
因为呢，神预先决定爱我们。在永恒中预定我们得救。
Because God predestined to love us and predestined for us to be saved.
他就在一定的时间和地方就会进入我们的生命，成就这一件事情。
God will then enter our lives at a certain time and place and accomplish this.
那么神呼召我们的时候，就是神让我们的心知罪。
When God calls us, God convicted our hearts.
神吸引我们离开罪，归向救主。
God draws us away from sin and return to the Savior.
那么保罗也在提摩太后书一章九节说，神救了我们，以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。这恩典是在万古之先。在耶稣基督里赐给我们的。
Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9, Who saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of His own purpose and grace, which He gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began.
所以呢，神呼召我们，使我们得救，实现在世之前就计划好的旨意。
So God called us to be saved to fulfill the purpose that was planned before the creation of the world.
这就是我们救恩稳固的原因。
That's why our salvation is secure.
就是这是在神因为在永恒在我们在创世之前他就做好的计划，所以他必然会完成这个计划。
This was planned by God before the creation of the world, and He will surely accomplish this.
所以这是在我们出生之前神就计划好的，神为了成就此事，就为了就让万事都互相效力，来实现这个美好的目的。
This was planned before we were born, and in order to accomplish this, God made all things work together for this wonderful purpose.
我们再来看第四环，就是称义这一环。
Let's see the fourth link, justification.
他这里说，所招来的人又称他们为义。
Here in the verse, And those whom he called, he also justified.
那这里面这个称义的意思就是成为正。
Justified means becoming righteous.
我们如何在神面前能成为正呢？我们本来是罪人。
How do we become righteous before God? We were sinners.
那么这是如何发生在我们这些罪人的身上呢？
As sinners, how did this happen to us?
乃是神通过把我们的罪放在了他儿子耶稣基督的身上，而把耶稣基督他成就的义加在了我们的身上。
It happened when God imposes Christ's righteousness upon us by placing our sins upon Christ.
所以呢，我们得这个义，我们做什么了没有？没有，我们什么也没做。
So we got this righteousness and we did nothing.
所以这是神亲自把我们的罪跟基督的义做了一个交换。
It is God himself who exchanged sin and righteousness between Christ and ourselves.
所以当圣灵进入我们的心，呼召我们来相信耶稣的时候，我们就变得在神面前成为了正。
When Holy Spirit enters our hearts and calls us to believe in Christ, we now become righteous before God.
所以呢，当神采取行动来改变我们的心的时候，这个呼召就发生了，结果就是我们称义。
This calling happens when God takes action to change our hearts, and the result is justification.
我们先来看，再来看最后一环，就是得荣耀。
Let's see the last link, that is glorification.
他说，所称为义的又叫他们得荣耀。
It says here, and those whom he justified, he also glorified.
那这里面呢，这句话告诉我们，我们要得荣耀是如此的肯定。
It is so certain that we're going to be glorified here.
为什么这样？他这里面用的是神讲到这一点之后呢，他用了一个过去时态。
When God speaks of this point, God used the past tense.
所以按我们想，哎，我们得荣耀是将来的，为什么神在用了一个过去时态呢？
In our thinking, our glorification will happen in the future. Why we use the past tense here?
所以神在这用这个过去时态，就是表明这件事情就像它仿佛已经发生了，不会改变了。要像我们，就像我们呼召我们，就像我们的呼召跟称义一样。
It is trying to show that this is going to happen and will not change, just like our calling and justification.
所以呢，他呼召了我们，他让我们称义，那么将来我们得荣耀，就像铁板钉钉一样，不会改变。
So he called us and justified us. Our future glorification is a sure thing, will never change.
那么神在永恒中设立的这个救赎计划决定了所有要发生在你我身上的事情。
God's plan of redemption in eternity determines everything that will happen to us.
所以更通俗的讲，就是神叫万事互相效力，目的是叫爱神的人，他们的救恩万无一失。
In another word, more generally speaking, it is God who causes all things to work together, and the purpose.Is to make those who love God their salvation infallible.
所以呢，神的这个救恩的五环，我们可以把它放在一起，再重新看一下。
Let's put these five links of salvation together.
那么，神在亘古，就是在永恒之中，他就预定了来拯救我们。
In everlasting, God foreknew the plan is going to save us.
所以他先有预定，然后有预先有预知，然后预定，然后他又呼召了我们。
With foreknowledge and predestination, then he called us.
那么他呼召了我们那一刻，那么我们就在神面前得称为义。
The moment he called us, we're justified before God.
而从称义到将来在永恒中，又到了永远中，那么我们这个过程就是我们逐渐成圣的一个过程。
From the moment we're justified to it, the future will be glorified. This is the process of sanctification.
所以呢，我们从这个五环我们可以看到，这个里面的任何一环都不是你我成就的。
We can see here any of these five links were accomplished by us.
都是神亲自来做成的。
Rather accomplished by God himself.
所以呢，既然是神做成的，那么他必然会成就将来。
Since it is accomplished by God, he will surely accomplish the future.
所以给了我们很极大的信心，就是我们真正蒙恩得救的神的儿女，我们的救恩是永远不会失去的。
It gave us great confidence that for us who are born again and saved as children of God, our salvation, we will never lose our salvation.
所以无论任何人也不可能把这五环能够把他们取开了。
No one can take this next way.
那么总结一下今天的信息，我们可以看到呢，那么今天的信息呢里面呢神学内容比较多，所以呢可能不是很好的理解。
In conclusion, there's a lot of theological content in this message and maybe difficult to understand.
但是呢两部分内容我们可以用九个字来简单的概括一下。
So these two parts can be summed up in 9 Chinese words, 5 English words.
那么第一部分呢就是我们不晓得。
The first part can be summarized as we don't know.
第二部分呢就是我们晓得。
The second part can be summarized as we know.
那么使徒保罗呢从两个方面让我们知道神随时随地都在帮助我们。
So here the apostle Paul tells us in two ways that God is always here to help us.
那么重生得救的信徒在成圣过程中救恩绝不会失去。
The born again believers will never lose the salvation in the process of sanctification.
因为我们不晓得如何祷告时住在我们里面的圣灵就会替我们祷告。
When we don't know how to pray, the Holy Spirit who lives in us prays for us.
我们晓得神又使万事都互相效力，都是为了我们的益处。
We know that God makes all things work together for our good.
目的就是确保我们最终得荣耀。
The purpose is to ensure our ultimate glory.
所以就像我们刚才分享到的，就像我们每个其实蒙恩得救的基督徒，我们就像一台破旧的、充满了病毒的电脑。
Just like we showed before, all our Christians, we are like a used computer full of viruses.
那么神把我们买了回来。
God purchased us back.
他要重新组装我们。
He will reassemble us.
他也要重新格式化我们，来消除我们里面的病毒。
He will reformat us and eliminating the viruses.
所以呢，他这样做了以后呢，就会让我们不再继续按照我们的本性，不再受病毒的感染。
In doing so, we will no longer act according to our natural state. We will no longer be affected by the viruses.
所以我们会按照神更新了我们以后的程序，按照神的旨意来运行。
So we will run according to the new program, according to God's will.
所以呢，我们这就是我们一生中，我们蒙恩得救的神的儿女、基督徒，我们行事为人就不再按照我们的自己的意思了，我们必然会遵行神的指令、神的旨意，我们才会将来得到神的荣耀。
For us Christians who are born again and saved, we no longer live according to our own will, but according to God's will. So in the future, we'll receive God's glory.
所以弟兄姐妹们。我们一起来透过今天的信息，我们可以来思想一些问题。
So, dear brothers and sisters, through today's message, let's think about a few questions.
当我们为自己祷告的时候，我们首先想到的是神的旨意成就，还是我们自己的要求得到满足呢？
When we pray for ourselves, the first thing we're thinking is that God will become our own requirements.
我们祷告的时候是否同样关心其他弟兄姐妹的需要呢？
During praying, do you care the same about the needs of other brothers and sisters?
那么鼓励弟兄姐妹们能够在挑一位你认识的基督徒或者是慕道友，在接下来的两个星期你为他们来祷告。
Encourage you to pick a Christian or seeker and pray for him or her for the next 2 weeks.
来为如果他们经历难处，为他们经历难处， 求神给他们力量。
If they are experiencing difficulties, ask God to give them strength during these difficulties.
你也可以为他们属灵的生命的成长改变来祷告。
You can also pray for their spiritual life change and growth.
如果他们是慕道友，你也可以为他们能够得到救恩来开神开他们的心来祷告。
If they are seekers, pray for them so they can open their heart and receive salvation.
我们也一起来想一下，我们是不是很容易忧虑呢？
Let us think, or another thing, are you easily worried?
要知道，神让万事为我们的益处互相效力。
We shall know God let all things work together for our benefit.
我们之所以会忧虑，是因为我们不知道明天会发生什么事情。
We are worried because we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
我们不知道这些事情发生了以后，我们会不会能够 control 好。
We don't know if we can still control it if this thing is going to happen.
但是感谢神，神在你告诉我们说，所有的事情，万事发生，不管什么事情，神都是为了我们的好处。
But thank God that here God says everything, no matter what things happened, it worked together for our benefit.
所以呢，真的是我们像今天我们信息里面看到的，我们不晓得的神在帮助我们，而我们晓得的又是那样的好，神在万事互相效力，都是来为了我们的好处，让这些事情发生。那么这样的话呢，我们才会有真正的从神而来的平安。
Just like from today's message, we don't know Holy Spirit intercedes for us. We know everything works together for us.
所以呢，我们的平安不是因为我们自己，乃是因为我们真正的认识我们所信靠的这位神。
We have peace not because of ourselves, but because we truly know this God.
所以呢，只要我们爱神，在生活的每一个方面都信靠神。
As long as we love God, and in every aspect of our life, trust God.
所以凡事都会成为我们的祝福。
Everything will be a blessing for us.
这是神给所有他儿女的应许。
This is a God's promise to all children of God.
我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
我们在天上的父神，我们一起来到你的面前来感谢你。
Dear Father in heaven, we come here to thank you.
感谢你把我们这些行在黑暗中、死荫幽谷的人，把我们真的是行在罪孽中的人，把我们拯救出来。
Thank you for saving us from sin, darkness, and transgression.
主，让我们真的知道我们的救恩乃是神你亲自计划，也是你亲自成就的。
Thank you for letting us know that our salvation is planned by you and accomplished by you.
主啊，在你让我们从我们蒙恩得救到我们将来得荣耀这段时间中。
From the time we receive salvation to the moment we receive eternal glory.
主，你就圣灵你的大能亲自来引导帮助我们。
Let the Holy Spirit lead us and help us.
让我们知道我们所信的是谁。
So we truly know who we believe.
让我们知道我们的救恩是何等的稳固。
Let us know how secure our salvation is.
主啊，就拿走我们心中一切的忧虑。
Remove all the worries in our hearts.
让我们能够从主你而来的真正的平安。
Have peace from you.
主啊，让我们的生命能够靠着你的恩典，能够来更新改变。
Lord, renew our life according to your grace.
主，让我们所信的主啊，能够成为我们生命中彰显出来。
Let the one we believe in glory be glorified in us.
天父啊，就求主你在我们每位神你儿女的心中做这样的工作。
May Lord, we ask you to work in every brother and sister.
让我们愿意用我们的生命来靠着你的恩典，来为你做美好的见证。
So we can use our life to witness for you by your grace.
主，让我们能够真的就像你在预知预定我们的时候，就是让我们能够效法耶稣基督的模样。
So just like you foreknew us and predestined us, so we can be like the image of
主让我们的生命能够得以成长，能够真的在得荣耀的时候就能够像我们的主耶稣。
So let our spiritual life grow, so we'll be like Jesus, we will be glorified.
主啊，成为主你所喜悦的。
Be someone pleasing to you.
我们感谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray this in the holy name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.